comprehensive plan is supposed to be reexamined from time to time, like a lot of things, and that makes a certain amount of sense. I think it's on a 7-year cycle. So it came up this year, and they proposed a bunch of changes. Originally, it was intended to encourage more light industry. It was a very attractive idea, more light industry and not make things any easier for the developers. And the market is essentially driving land use entirely in the direction of high-density, you know, suburban-type development. And the money is there. The developers are there. Their overwhelming campaign contributions are there. The deck is stacked in that direction. And so that is kind of what happens. And so anybody who's been paying attention, like me, walked into this process and realized that we were all just doomed. They developed a new logo for the initiative to reexamine the comp plan. It looked like a bunch of brightly colored flowers, except on closer examination, they were gears. It's a really bizarre thing. The county staff were like almost ecstatic, walking back and forth in front of us, talking about how this is going to be your plan. This is going to be all about you. And everybody would raise their hands and say, so, you know, the developers are going to get in here and ruin everything. Like, no, we're not talking to developers, they would say. And they had these bright smiles. Like, imagine Jonestown, you know, just before everybody drank the Kool-Aid. It was like that. And I was just like, oh, man, we were so dead. Anyhow, it went on and on and on. We all did public comments. An attorney in Sarasota named Dan Lobeck really paid attention and really led the charge to get, you know, some rational changes put in and to fight back the bad stuff that was working its way in slowly but surely. The various drafts came out. Of course, it's a 1,200-page document, so it's not something everybody wants to just read. Well, actually, it started out as a 1,200-page document, but one of the purposes of the project was to shorten it up, make it more accessible, so they say. It wound up being 1,300 pages long. There was a certain amount of frustration evident on the faces of the county commissioners down here.
But you had written that the Board of County Commissioners in Sarasota County has a willingness to waive the offsetting elements to density, such as open space, green belts, wildlife corridors, etc., and do things like count retention ponds as open space.
That's been happening sort of outside the changes to the comprehensive plan. That's just been happening. That's a movement that's just been going on, period. It's a way that the county commissioners and, of course, the developers have been interpreting the existing comp plan and the 2050 plan. This is how they work. They apply for waivers and variances and rezones and changes. And of course, in almost always, 99% of the time, get what they ask for. You know, even before the comp plan changes, retention ponds were getting counted as open space and wildlife corridors were being forgotten. It was looking like all of a sudden, under the old methodology, out in the east end of Sarasota County, you would have 5-acre zoning, 5-acre, 10-acre, and high density was just not happening. And then the new urbanist view and the various fashions in sustainable development kicked in which it was, you know, communities would just allow for high density village centers. Village centers are good. Walkable communities, bikeable communities, it all sounds great, everything. So there was a pass in 2050 for high density, much higher density. And what the developers did was they, with the collusion of the county commission, was they wound up chipping away at this stuff that was outside the high density, the open space, the wildlife corridors, the bike trails, all that kind of stuff, chipping away at that so they could develop that too. And, you know, one piece at a time, they would get it. And that's how developers will work. That's how, you know, Mosaic works. They look for one smallish parcel at a time. And the county suffers the death of 1,000 cuts.
You also talked about the changes that are being planned for the Sarasota comp plan revisions being subtle, such as changing shall be protected for wetlands to becoming weasel words, as you say, to will be, should be, or even encouraged.
The last stage of the comp plan revisions was to put it up before the planning commission. The planning commission makes recommendations and then passes the thing along, whatever it may be, to the county commission. The Planning Commission is 10 people, I think all 10 of them being pro-development. they're appointed, and there's, you know, virtually no hope of anything but a pro-development person or an actual builder being on the Planning Commission. And very few people attend Planning Commission meetings, which is wrong, but that's kind of how it is. The developers turned out in force for the Planning Commission meeting. I don't know if you've ever tried to buy something on eBay where you know play the game correctly. You put in a bid, and you wait and see if anybody's going to top your bid. And if somebody does, well, you go in over the bid, and then you wait. And as the clock ticks down to the last 3 seconds, all of a sudden, bam, somebody comes in and undercuts you. And that's called sniping. What the developers did was they sniped the process by inserting as public comment various changes to the language, like wetlands protection, which is a particularly galling thing to them. They would like to be able to develop wetlands pretty much as they wish. They'd be happy to see no more wetlands protection in the state, period. The existing comp plan, already watered down somewhat from previous editions, had wording such as, wetlands shall be protected unless the following circumstances, and so on and so forth. So shall is basically bulletproof language. It's enforceable. If something shall be done, that means it's law. They inserted, words like wetlands are strongly encouraged. Wetlands preservation strongly encouraged or will be protected. And they basically weakened the whole thing. In the draft, these changes are duly highlighted and annotated public comment as if we showed up and did it. They make no distinction between the general public and private interest, vested interests. So anyhow, that's where it stands now. And that's pretty much how it's going to be. There's not a chance in the world of having any influence on this Board of County Commissioners. It's 5-0 pro-developer. That's how you see the death of a county, a beautiful county, a green county, and now there's stuff slated for development, big parcels. You know, ranchers tired of ranching or, third or fourth generation looking for a payday, a payout. They sell the parcel and 1,000 acres here, 1,000 acres there, and pretty much there goes the neighborhood. But, within 10 years, you're not going to recognize the East County.